And we're officially live on our very first episode of Bricks and Brits.
Woo!
Welcome, everyone. Woo! Thank you all for tuning in. We've got a ton of people here with us. Thanks, everybody, for coming in. And thank you to my co-host in this venture that we're doing here. We have a couple people with us here. We've got, of course, Rogue Runner.
Who's that guy?
Never heard of him before. What does Rogue Runner do? What is Rogue Runner? What is a Rogue Runner?
What is Rogue Runner? Who is Rogue Runner? Why is Rogue Runner? That is the question of this live stream. Now, I do Lego content here and there, a lot of Disney videos, as you can see on my screen. I like The Incredibles, for example, and I just build stuff. That's the summary of me, myself, and I. Thank you for having me.
I like it. We also have another gentleman with us. I say gentleman loosely here, but we have Cut the Craggle with us today as well.
Good evening, Internet. How are we all doing out there?
What is Cut the Craggle? What does he do?
Oh, I don't know. He's just
Craggle was the highest bidder to be the third guest in the stream, so that's why he's here.
I heard he's the number one Lego YouTuber in Wales with the name Craggle in his name.
Yeah, I heard this. Yeah.
He just edged out for number one. He does a great job at what he does.
And I think we can all agree he's an excellent artiste as well.
Really fantastic.
Cool. Oh, thank you. Amazing. I'm representing the Welsh flag today.
I love it.
Nice. And as his logo suggests, if you haven't clicked thumbs up, please do so.
There you go. So what is this stream and what are we doing here? Well, I started this for a couple of reasons. First of all, most of you guys already know who I am, so we'll just skip that. But I get a lot of people, I stream on here quite often, and I get a lot of people from the UK that are like, Greg, why do you stream so late? Why can't you stream earlier? I had to stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning to watch your live streams. And I'm like, okay, guys, I hear what you're saying. So I wanted to start a UK live stream that happened at a time that would be convenient for people in the UK. So we kind of got together and determined this would be a good time. And the reason that I have these guys with me is because it's basically for selfish reasons. These two guys are some of my really good friends, and they're hilarious together. And I've been begging them for weeks, if not months, to start a podcast series together. And they just never would. So I did this in order to facilitate that. I just want to get these guys together in a stream. So we're going to be doing this like every week, apparently, same time, same place, where we're just going to be talking about everything and everything. It can be like
Greg is paying me in Disney pins. It's great. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, as much Disney as
I can. I feel like I've been lured here under false pretenses now. You just want me to hook up with Rogue. That's what it is.
I mean, you're not wrong, but yeah. If you guys don't know these guys, like, chemistry, it's sort of a thing where they act like they hate each other, but they're really good friends, and it's just really fun to be a part of. And then I'm just kind of tagging along. I'm like the imposter here because these guys are UK detectors, and I think maybe a lot of people watching this are UK detectors. I guess I should probably also mention that if you're not from the UK, you're not allowed to watch this. Everybody leaves.
And I would just like to say as well, like, Greg, this is a really nice thing you're putting together here, and it's great, you know, to be on your channel. So just thanks for hosting this, for example. It's been, hopefully, a really cool series.
Dude, it's going to be so much fun. Like, this is every week.
I was going to say that right at the end. And Rogue's got to get in there before me. Oh, come on. Like, he's thanking you before you've even done it. Like,
enough hyping each other up. We're all just some dudes that like talking about Lego and all kinds of things, and we're friends, and we're here doing it, and we're happy to have everybody along with us.
Some of us are friends.
Yeah.
Friends,
it's a strong word.
I mean, the truth is, I'm trying to do this as a series just to get you guys to actually become friends and like resolve your differences. Oh,
that might almost take a therapy session. Take a few hundred episodes, Greg, but we'll see.
Okay, well, we've got the time.
He's English, I'm Welsh. Could it be any more obvious? I don't know.
Yeah.
We need someone from Scotland, don't we, really? And North Ireland.
Anybody?
Antarctica.
Can you do a Scottish accent, Greg?
I could, but. No, I can't. I was trying to keep people here. I'm probably going to offend everyone that's watching this at some point, but I didn't want it to be within the first like 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, that's true. You got to keep them here a little bit just so YouTube registers the view.
Well, we're coming up on 5 minutes, folks, so stay tuned.
We're almost there. We're almost at the point where I feel like I could start triggering people. But what's new in your guys' life right now? Everyone hears about my life every Sunday. What are you guys up to?
Craggle, you with us?
Craggle's on big things right now.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I mean, I've just launched my second channel, Craggle's Den. So on my new channel, Craggle's Den, I'm going to be sharing my other hobby besides Lego, where I collect all kinds of cool and geeky stuff like Funko Pops, action figures, statues, comic books, and just, you know, general memorabilia. Lots of stuff from the 80s and 90s. So if you're a fan of those two decades and It's definitely worth checking out even.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've just launched a trailer for now, but I'm thinking the first actual proper video is going to go live on Monday. And nice. Then I'm going to do one video at least a week, and maybe more then, depending on how much I get done.
Dude, I'm like stoked about your channel. Like I'm going to be honest, I'm probably more excited about that than your Lego channel, because I watch so much, not to say your Lego channel is bad, because it's not, but I watch so much Lego content that seeing something like that, which is like, I think me and you share like a similar childhood and like our interests.
Yeah.
I think I'm really excited about that, just to kind of get into that. But I'm also very scared that I'm going to start collecting Funko Pops and get into.
Yeah. It's very hard to stop.
We were talking about this on like one of our private calls, and you went into one of like your bins in your garage and started bringing out all your toys from your childhood, and it was like someone had stolen all the toys I had from when I was a kid. So we seemed to like the same stuff, you know?
Yeah. And now like I got Clark getting into it too. Like he's in Power Rangers now. He's playing with these toys that I had like in the early 90s, and
speaking of incredible action figures, here's Baby Yoda.
There you go. So I was thinking we could have like a Rogue's Disney Corner every single week too, where he talks about all things Disney. What have you been up to, Rogue? Like Craig will start new channels. We're doing this.
Yeah, literally just Disney at the moment and building Doc Ondar's. That's been a big thing this week. I've taken a week off of YouTube, and you know, the meantime I've been working on projects quite a bit. So yeah, I'm building Galaxy's Edge in collaboration with Brickinit. It's a cool project there. And yeah, I'm working on that this week because I haven't really, you know, just like taken time off and just built like straight for a week in a while. So I thought it'd be kind of a nice thing to do. And it has been really fun just doing prototypes and different like designs and things. And aside from that, not too much, just right now organizing my Disney collection. So you've got the Incredibles here, for example, and watching every Brickitect and Cut the Craggle video released on YouTube.
I don't recommend. Well, you can watch Craggles. I don't recommend watching mine, but I did see, yeah, you were off to a good start there on the Destiny's Bounty. Oh no, Ninjago City Doc stream. I already built that. I've got like, I've been up to a lot, dude. Like my family just actually got here. They're staying for a couple days. So I've been in a desperate mood to try to get all of my studio set up the way I want it to be. And literally last night at midnight, with the pressure of the deadline looming, I got it done and my place is exactly the way I want it to be. And I'm so excited. Man. Yeah. I'm such a procrastinator. I always say like, why do today what you can do tomorrow? And then tomorrow actually came. So it came to the point where I had to get it done. So I'm actually in a space right now where I feel like at one with the Force, Rogue.
I'm one with the Force.
That's actually a bad thing though, isn't it? That means
I'm
dead.
The Force is with me. I'm one with the Force. The Force is with me.
That was one thing I didn't like in Clone Wars. You've seen Clone Wars, Greg, right?
Sure. I didn't, but go ahead and spoil it.
Oh, in one scene, like in the new episodes, Ahsoka said that line, which was Chirrut's line from Rogue One. I don't know. I guess it makes sense that a Jedi would probably have the same sort of like mantra. But
well, Craggle, it's been great having you. We'll see you next decade in the 2030s. So thanks for joining. yeah.
Well, is being one with the Force, does that mean that you died, or does that mean that you are just, you're like a Jedi?
Well, in Rogue One, the guy was saying it wasn't a Jedi, but he sort of like, you know, was, I don't know what the correct term was, but he believed in the Force, and he used to say that like when he was trying to do something, I'm one with the Force and the Force is with me, kind of like, you know, like repeating it. And then in the latest Clone Wars like episodes, they had Ahsoka say it, and it felt like a bit like...
In terms of Rogue One, it's like the Force is guiding him. And then in Clone Wars, it's the Force guiding Ahsoka to save Rex and go in his head and all and find the chip. So I think it's like a sort of, you know, Force guide me sort of thing. Like, for example, when I'm trying, you know, to resist buying all the Lego Mario sets, I say, I'm on the Force. Force is going to guide me away from the buy it now button.
Yeah, but it just took me out of it because I was just like, oh, they're using that line from Rogue One, and I just feel like, would they really have used that if Rogue One hadn't been so popular and that line hadn't become such, like, you know, it's in memes, it's on like on t-shirts and stuff. I don't think they would have used it otherwise. It took me out of it a little bit.
That's understandable.
Also, big shout out for 108 likes on the stream.
Wow. Thank you guys.
And also a donation from Bad Bricks as well, the $5.
We got a donation from Bad Bricks. It says, don't tell nobody I'm not from the UK. I can tell by your English. You're not from the UK.
Yeah, we can tell he's definitely American. Double negative there.
Thank you for that, you imposter. You're not supposed to hear. Was it supposed to be I'm the only one that's not from the UK here? Because I'm just as guilty as he is, so we should probably both see our way out.
Greg lives in London, as you can see.
I've been working in an underground chamber here in London. I faked this accent all this time because I was telling Craigle yesterday, like, Craigle, it's going to be hard for me and Craigle to have a conversation because we talked yesterday for like 4 hours or something on his stream. But I said that, like, I've been working undercover. I'm actually from London. I've been faking this accent, my location, and all these things because I felt like the United States and North American market was really, like, undersaturated here, and, like, really there was a space there for me. So, yeah, it's all been a lie. I'm going to drop my accent. Vlogs
with the £2 donation as well, saying, "Hey, Greg, big fan of yours. Love all your videos."
Well, thank you so much. Oh, look at the pounds. He's legit.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, I should say that we are splitting all donations in this too. So you guys are making, you just made Craigle and Rogue very rich.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
And for those who don't know as well, I don't live in England myself. I do, in fact, live on the top floor of the Disney castle, hence why it's on the screen. So I just thought, you know.
I've heard that.
Yeah, right next to Walt Disney's frozen body.
Speaking of conspiracies and theories, should we bring up the conspiracy theory regarding Rogue that we were discussing yesterday? Big news, and I think the people are really going to want to be a part of this.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you could possibly be talking about.
A likely story, Rogue.
Well, there's this channel, or there was at least, called Brick Bros UK. A couple of cool guys from the UK. They even had a Lego Ideas project made. They did the Tron Legacy set. Mm-hmm. And they did fairly regular videos. And then I think it's about a year now, they just stopped doing videos without warning. And I think about 9 months ago was the last comment that they replied to. And they said they were having a little bit of a break and they'd be back soon. But there's still no sign of them. So around the time they disappeared is when Mr. Rogue Runner resurfaced into our little group. And he's also a big fan of Disney, and by extension of that, Tron Legacy.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And also, his name, Rogue, as in I've gone rogue, I've separated from my brother. Runner, I've run away. I've run away from the ties that bound me. Yes. So I believe that Mr. Rogue Runner could possibly be one of the Brick Bros UK.
Tune in to episode 501 when we reveal the answer. No, I'm not from Brick Bros UK, unfortunately. I'm sorry to disappoint all of my 10 fans out there, but unfortunately, I am not from Brick Bros UK, but they have a cool channel, and I hope they do come back one day and make videos again. And the
that's exactly what you would say if you were Brick Bros UK. All the numbers, everything adds up, Rogue. I don't see how you can deny this at this point.
You know what's going to happen? As soon as they start making videos, Rogue's going to disappear again.
Hey, guys, don't those Lego City summer sets just look fantastic?
I think Rogue was like, you know what? I have this giant channel. It's super successful. You know what I'm going to do? Just disappear, and I'm just going to start over again and work my way back up.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're not wrong. Not wrong.
Hey, we have another donation here from Bad Bricks. It says, COVID is really dangerous since the earth is flat and everybody has to stay 6 feet apart. Are falling over the edge. People are falling over the edge. Okay, I mean, sure.
And yeah, big shout out to everyone watching as well. Garligade there in the chat, for example. Yeah, really cool to see everyone in the chat here. Again, 124 likes now. It's awesome. So thanks everyone for the likes. And yeah, it's been really, really fun.
Tell you what, so you guys, there as well. DZ Studios.
Like, this is going to turn into someday. Like, are we just going to sit down here each week and like, is there going to be a format to this, or are we just going to sit down and talk to the chat about
it,
whatever they want?
It should turn into the first galactic podcast.
Okay. I mean, if you're looking for like structure and format, you're talking to the wrong people here.
When I do my missing pieces, I have like 5 lines. I'm like this, and this, and I'm just like, okay, let's get into that. I basically do that so I don't forget.
I don't know how, like, missing pieces always seems to be round about the same length, and I don't know how you maintain that. Like,
I don't know. It's never intended to be. I sit down and I talk about my week, then I read viewer feedback, and it just kind of always seems to be. I always have the fear that I'm like, even with this, I fear that we're going to sit down and be like, shoot, we got nothing to talk about here. I find that like, I like just conversation, you know, like you can sit down and have like a script, but I don't feel like that is as real as just being like, hey, what's,
I mean, I think I'd like, I think I'd be great for what this is. It's a conversation, you know, not only between ourselves, but the chat as well, finding out new things about, again, about each other and, you know, people in the chat, like channels and stuff, new Lego topics as well. Just, you know, just a nice conversation. Again, that's sort of what I think, you know, Missing Pieces is, for example, as well. It's a nice conversation, one-on-one conversation sort of, you know, thing, and it's just a nice thing to listen to. So hopefully this could be one of those things.
Nice thing to listen to. We have to get rid of Rogue then.
No, I was going to say it's a great excuse when you're also not very professional. When you just sit down and talk and you act like that's the thing you want to do as opposed to being professional, you can get away with it.
Definitely. Right. Yeah, because I'm not, to be honest, you know, like I prefer, it's kind of more, you know, just off the head sort of thing and just, you know, casual, you know, again, a bit personal in there. Just a nice conversation.
Rogue, you know? You can be casual if you tried. You're so posh.
How could one come up with that opinion?
Speaking of that, you guys know that I'm huge on Reddit, and there is a subreddit called Casual UK where they kind of like poke fun at, have you seen that one?
As opposed to Formal UK.
I think it's just like when like bad things are happening, like say you're getting like dumped on with rain, it's like Casual UK. I don't know. I haven't been on it in a while. It comes up sometimes as like one of the popular ones. I've been doing my research for this show.
Wow. Casual UK.
I don't know.
I'd like to say that I do research when I go onto a live stream, but that would be a complete and utter lie.
Like, what is this UK you speak of? I'm doing this UK stream, and I need to figure out what that is exactly.
Oh, do you know what? After we finished up yesterday, I know Ryan went live and was building the 501st Battle Packs, and I popped on just for a little bit and said hi, and someone else said they were from Wales, and he went, oh, Wales, I know that. That's near the UK. I was like, near the UK? You know? Wow. You know, it's not like he's got a friend who's from Wales, you know?
Well, since everyone here is from the UK, let me tell you about the schooling system here in the United States, at least in Pennsylvania, where I can speak on it, especially considering my wife's a teacher, and it's that the schools are funded by how well students do on these state mandated tests, right?
Right.
So oftentimes what you'll find is that the teachers are, and the schools more likely, force them to teach the test. So they want the kids to excel on that, but they don't care so much about other things. I don't think geography is necessarily on the test. So you might be really good at filling in those little bubbles or whatever and telling them what they want to hear. But then when you go out into the real world for actual life, that's when everything falls apart.
Wow.
And that's what you're seeing happening in
Now I'm starting to understand GJ Innerblade a bit more.
Yeah.
Don't... I have yet to apply Pythagoras' theorem when doing my weekly grocery shopping.
I mean, you may.
I mean, the one thing I always loved was we had a maths teacher who was always like, you need to be able to do mental maths because you won't have a calculator whilst you're going around supermarkets. And I was like, well, now we have mobile phones that have calculators.
That didn't age well. You spend all this time learning cursive writing. When do you actually write anymore except your signature? Occasionally when you sign, when you barely sign anything anymore anyway, right? Like not even a credit card receipt you don't sign anymore.
Yeah. I mean, do you know what? I never got on with doing joined up handwriting, and my English teacher called my parents into the school and were like, if he doesn't learn how to joined up handwriting, he's going to fail his exams. And my mom was like, but why? Because his handwriting is easy to understand. Like, oh, but he won't write fast enough. It's like, I mean, how much time do you really save, you know?
Exactly. Because when I do my hourly reviews of every Disney film ever released, including every episode of every show, as well, I do tend to use, you know, joint handwriting, but that's because it's a very important document. Otherwise, I just use like Google or Microsoft Word. I don't really like to write things. I prefer to use, you know, email, stuff like that. You know,
for sure.
Yeah.
Eventually, we'll have chips implanted in us, and you won't have to read or write or do anything. It'll just, you'll think, and it'll become a thing.
If I write something down, it's normally either a love letter to the missus or it's a shopping list.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get those two mixed up, and then it gets awkward.
You're like, hey, baby, milk, eggs.
Jeez.
No. My first joke failed.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been doing this thing every week where I try to get like a joke into Missing Pieces, and every week it goes terribly wrong, and I'm just thinking about quitting.
I felt really bad because I thought that when you had that music in that one episode, it was a mistake. Like you'd accidentally like dropped the track onto the timeline.
Oh no!
Yeah, I remember that.
It went completely over my head. I just
It was Enya, and Enya is known for like very like peaceful and relaxing music, like it'll just calm you down. And I think it's a little aged, so I think that may be why it kind of fell flat. But I was like, drop some Enya in here and we'll let it play. Then I got demonetized or whatever for that, or copyright. So it was totally worth it for the 21 seconds I used it for.
Brick Attack diss track on YouTube coming soon. Watch the space.
No, I'm not gonna bite the hand that feeds, honestly. The way I feel about YouTube complaining is like, sure, you can complain about it, like anyone can complain about their jobs or whatever. But the mm-hmm. thing is, like, if you don't like it, you can leave. And I say it about myself, but it's like, where are you going to go? That's the only problem. So you just put up or shut up, I guess.
Well, the thing is, Greg, you're now in a UK live stream podcast, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Us in the UK, we love to complain. It's our therapy. It's how we get through this crazy little thing we call life. So me and Rogue, we're going to teach you how to complain, okay?
I've never heard Rogue complain. I feel like...
Craggle, how dare you say that? Well, there's my daily complaint. How
dare you, sir? We complain when it's too hot. We complain when it's too cold, when it's too windy, when it's too rainy. It's a way of life.
One too many blue pieces. That's my daily complaint.
We complain about wearing a small piece of fabric over your face that helps not kill people. So
it's more like moaning. We love a grumble in the UK, but it's kind of like therapeutic. Grumble. Whereas I feel like in America, people just complain because.
EJ Briggs makes a very good point in the chat. Yep, we love queues. Queues are just the best thing in the world.
We invented queues. Or lines, they call it in the States.
The word queue just confuses me to no end, honestly. It's very difficult to spell.
Well, here's a question for you, Greg.
Sure.
In the UK, the word tea, does it mean a hot beverage you drink, an afternoon meal, or something you put a golf ball on? Or all of the above?
A hot drink and also something you put a golf ball on.
I mean, it's all of the above.
Okay. Wait, so a tea is an afternoon meal?
Sometimes we call dinner tea.
What do you use the word snack at all?
Yeah, we use snack.
Okay. Yeah. So what would, if you say you're in the afternoon, you're getting a little hungry, it's not quite dinner time yet. What would you have there?
Breakfast.
Rogue. Episode 2, guys, I'll be looking for a new co-host here. If you are from the UK and you'd like to apply,
you're not wrong.
I just call it, just I guess, late lunch or just snack, you know, like,
okay, snack. Yeah. Food. Why would you call it tea? Give me like a way you would call it tea. So we're gonna have tea.
I
don't say tea too much unless it is of the hot beverage variety. I mean,
yeah, like if you're gonna have tea, you're gonna have tea, right? Like, I'm gonna have some tea for tea. Would you say that sentence, Craggle?
No, because you don't have liquid for food.
Oh, it's only food. Okay.
Yeah, so like it basically is your dinner. So you're like, you know, just sometimes you'll say, "Oh, what are you having for tea tonight?" Or "What's for tea tonight?" You know.
Okay, afternoon tea. It's coming up in the chat here. I think I'm going to learn so much doing this. I'm gonna I'm gonna know things and stuff.
The thing is, there's going to be differences because I'm from Wales and Rogue's from England, and it's funny because someone said that you can be in America and you can travel like, you know, 3,000 miles and still be in like the same part of America. Whereas if you did that in the UK, you'd end up like in a different part of Europe. There'd be a different language, different culture, different manner, different currency, you know?
It's kind of cool.
Also, shout out to Brickinick, who says Rogue Runner is never awake for breakfast. Oh. Yeah, for me, like morning is like 7 p.m. Dinner time is like 1 a.m. You know, a ham sandwich is a great midnight lunch. It's really nice.
So you literally just got up before this?
Yeah, pretty much.
Just you scare me, Rogue. Like, I want to make this a weekly thing, and I just have no idea whether you're going to be here or not. So,
see, that's why
I'm going to send Rogue a wake up call or something. We have another donation here from Bad Bricks once again.
Oh, thank you.
He says, anything that's between breakfast, lunch, or dinner is called chubbin. speaking of that,
is that a States thing? Or?
No, I was going to ask you guys, have you ever had lupper or heard the word lupper or linner?
No.
Okay. I don't even know if that's an actual thing, but like it was kind of like a joke. Like you'd have supper. Have you guys used the word supper, right?
Supper I've used, yeah. Supper.
Okay. So
we don't really have supper here in Wales. It's kind of like a posh English thing.
Okay.
Wait,
dinner can also be lunch as well. You can have linner or you can have lupper. And I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Like,
is this literally what
it's like a snack between lunch and dinner, which is fair enough.
Lupa. It also, sounds like someone mispronouncing leper.
Also, Craggle, if you guys don't eat supper in the evening, what do you eat in the evening?
We call it dinner or tea.
What's tea?
So tea is like an afternoon meal. So like, it's literally like, you know, like whatever you have is your dinner.
Yeah, because I see people saying like, spill the tea. I'm like, well, no, it's hot boiling water. Why would you want to do that?
And that's relatively a new thing that I've heard about. I'm definitely not like in the know on this, but like in the beauty community and stuff on YouTube, when you sit down and you like gossip, it's called spilling the tea, apparently, like because maybe you're having tea while you're gossiping. I don't know.
I've heard spill the beans. Like they go, come on, spill the beans.
Spill the beans, I've heard. Yeah. What's the tea? Yeah, they said spill the tea.
Is it like Americans trying to be British and just getting it all wrong? Is it like the cross-Atlantic version of I could care less versus what it should be, I couldn't care less?
Possibly. If you were to spill the tea, Craggle, would that mean that you're walking with your plate and then you dropped it and all your food went on the floor?
I mean, if it's the idea of spilling sounds more like it's liquid related, so I would imagine I've spilled my hot drink.
Well, Gray, you know, like
nice
royal tea bag, you know, a lot. I'd rather enjoy my tea, to be honest. And the same with, I mean, beans, again, I'd rather enjoy my midnight meal.
I'm kind of impressed that we made it, 27 minutes into this before we start talking about tea. That's actually really, really wow.
Although I will say that I'm,
when we started talking about it.
I'm probably the minority in the whole country because I don't drink hot drinks, like hot beverages. I don't like them. And very rarely I'll have a hot chocolate in the winter when it's freezing cold.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not into
down a path I can't follow.
Good. Stop stalking me, Rogue. Come on.
We may have a fact here. Breaking outside the boxes, it refers to a bunch of old English ladies that meet to gossip. Is that true?
Yeah, maybe. That sounds about right.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Sounds like something out of Downton Abbey, maybe.
I wouldn't know.
Downton Abbey, what a show, guys, honestly.
Is that required watching? Because my wife loved it. I
loved it too. Although I stopped after they killed off one of my favorite characters. I didn't bother after that.
This whole tea thing may be just a Wales thing because Sai says we don't have tea as a meal in Ireland.
Maybe it is. Although saying that, my fiance is from England. She's from the Midlands, and they have the same thing.
Okay.
But I've noticed that some of the mannerisms change. Like it's crazy. Like I said before, you can travel through the UK. And within the space of like a couple of hours, you'll get like different accents, different sort of like words for things, different cultures and stuff like that. You know, it's quite crazy how
there's
things
like
change.
Northern accent, there's the Geordie accent, Mancunian in Manchester, for example. There's Southern accent, there's kind of Cockney accent in London. You know, there's quite a lot of different accents that people.
I mean, I met my fiance, like she's from the Midlands, which is like basically what it sounds like. It's the middle of England, in Yorkshire, which is like north. England, like before
like
the border,
Birmingham,
Scotland,
like Birmingham as well. That's like Midlands area.
And like, I met her there, and there was things I said that people didn't understand because I was from Wales. Like they didn't understand the words that we used or the terminology and stuff. So,
what's an example of that? If you had to say, like, what would be one?
Like one phrase, like some of our friends were like in trouble, and they called me up, and I said, "Where are you to?" And they didn't understand what I meant. Like, basically it means, where are you? But where are you to? Yeah. It's like a phrase. I mean, I think it sounds kind of obvious what it means, but...
Yeah. Where are you to? We would say, where are you at? Which is probably equally as weird.
I would say that, but I would sound like American. I don't want to sound American. So.
Where are you at? It's so harsh, right? Here's another tea question, though, from Tarkov. He says, wait, what is high tea? Can we answer that?
So what you do is you take four... I guess, really long, like, poles and, like, a stool. And then you sit on a really high chair or stool and you drink tea. That's what high tea means to me.
Ro, coming to you for information like this is like asking me about Star Wars content. It's just not reliable whatsoever.
Yeah, high tea is also when, like, Palpatine takes his chair and just sits really high on the Death Star. That's also what high tea could be.
We have what could be the best British dinner. Fish and chippers and mushy peas. Is that correct?
Who calls it chippers? It's chippers? Just fish and chips.
Brick Empire. Fish and chippers.
Mushy peas. Yeah. Mushy peas. Yeah.
I don't know about the mushy peas, though. Is that
sausage, chips, and gravy is another good one.
Okay. Okay.
Ooh, cheesy chips.
Cheesy chips. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I'll do any kind of chip, whether it's dare I say, French fry or a potato chip or whatever it may be.
I think I told you this story before, Greg, that when I went to Orlando, we went there for Star Wars Celebration, but we had a few days before. So we went to Universal Studios and they were doing an offer like at the food stands that were like, get a hot dog and chips for like $5 or something. And then like an extra $7 to get like a drink or something.
Sure.
And without thinking, I was like, oh, it's going to be French fries, you know, like what we call chips in the UK.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. It was a packet of potato chips. Mm-hmm. And I said to the guy, I was like, oh, yeah, that's my bad. I said, is it like common then to have potato chips, like, you know, what we call crisps, with a hot dog? And he went, no, but my manager told me the only reason we do it is because so many Europeans come over and they think it's chips. And it's a way of getting rid of the stock of potato chips because we always have too many.
Come on. That's so, it sounds like something Lego would do. It's so anti-consumer. It sounds like Lego would do that. They're like, this VIP thing, people are using it a lot. What if we were to make it its own website where you have to print off a voucher or get a code and then put it in? And if you don't use it in time, you lose it. I like that idea. Also, give them a bag of chips with it.
Yeah. But yeah, apparently that was a thing. That's what they did. Like, Americans be like, why are they doing a deal, a hot dog with potato chips? But us, we sort of think, oh, yeah, like hot dog and French fries. And
I mean, for me, like, if you were to go to like a picnic where it was like an outdoor thing and you're grilling or whatever, I could see there being potato chips there. I don't know if you necessarily would sit down and have that as a meal, though.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
I think that should be the next in-store promotion for Lego. Just free food. Just chips. You know? like, why not? You know, it's been a long day. You know, here's your Lego Mario and, you know, here's your chips.
No lie, it'd probably be an interesting collectible for people that like to collect odd Lego stuff. Like
all of a sudden, like a bag of
potato chips or like
take this with a massive grain of salt. But someone in a Lego store once told me that the reason why they don't do official Lego food products is because they worried that kids would sort of like get them mixed up and start eating Lego bricks and studs and stuff.
Wow. Also, Craggle, I'd rather not have just a massive grain of salt on my chips. I'd rather just have, you know, just salt.
Wow.
Also, to be fair, though, Legoland, I don't know if they still do this, but I remember when I went as a kid, they did the Lego brick-shaped like chips, and they were the greatest things in the world. Like, that really? Was the number one thing, like, looking forward to for me going to Legoland. It wasn't the rides or Miniland. It was just Lego brick chips.
Speaking of Lego-related foods, someone a few years ago sent us this pack of Lego-shaped gummies or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was saving them for a video. My nephews came over one time. They were raiding my snacks. So we ate them like all that one night. So the video never got made. These things, though, were like the best gummies that I've ever had in my life.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I need more of these. I need to find these. I looked everywhere online. I could not find them. So I can only assume it was like an international thing that someone sent me. But to this day, I've never been able to relocate these things.
Speaking of eating Lego on YouTube, there's generic stud in the chat as well. It's like, wait, you're not supposed to eat the bricks.
really I saw his video where I think he attempted it.
Oh, wow.
he's eating a lot of weird stuff. On
Speaking of like Lego stuff, though, one stall that is normally at every Comic-Con I go to in the UK has chocolate mini figures. I almost said mini fingers then, but... And they are delicious. They're like the best chocolate I've ever had. And they're literally like the mold of a minifigure. And the worst thing about 2020 is because there's been no Comic-Cons this year, I've not been able to get any.
I mean, because I've seen like Lego, they do sell like cake molds, like ice pop like molds, ice cubes. And you could use like them to make like the ice cube like molds to make chocolate, you know, like treats and things and different sweets. So there's probably a way to do it. That's quite cool.
Yep.
So yeah, it's a really cool way to make like really new, like nice Lego foods.
Lego food.
Yeah,
McDonald's can make like a Lego chicken nugget if they wanted to. They just take the mash that makes the nuggets that they have, and then
chocolate cake mix. You know, put it into the
That is the one thing I love about McDonald's is their chicken nuggets, but I do worry about like what state that chicken's come in.
I would imagine that it's I think it's all done properly. I don't know what part of the chicken came from. I don't know if they just grinded up a whole chicken and they just put it through there. And then they're like, okay, we've got these different molds. Because I was listening to this podcast where they have like 4 or 5 different shapes that chicken nuggets come in. And I think the most recognizable one is the boot one. You guys, if you're listening to this or watching this, you know what I'm talking about. And they all come out in like different ways. And then you end up getting a mix of them. But I don't know what the meat is actually. I'm assuming it's chicken though. Hopefully.
Apparently it's free range chicken. Like, I think it was last year or the year before, they did a whole campaign in the UK where they were like sort of debunking myths and saying like where their food comes from. They're like saying like it comes from the best beef and all this kind of stuff and all these different kind of things. Like all the like, do you know the whole thing about the eggs and egg McMuffins not being real eggs? They were like, oh, they are real eggs. The reason why they're like perfectly circles, we pour them into like a shape thing and like. I don't know. I mean, again, it's McDonald's debunking their own myths, you know. So it's kind of like, you know.
I'd just like to say the views of Cut the Craggle do not represent the views of the Bricks and Bricks podcast.
Here's what I like to do.
McDonald's, if you're listening, we'd love a sponsorship.
Yeah, McDonald's, if you want to hook us up, we'd love to have you. But
we
I think
have
the
McDonald's
best thing to do
sponsor
is
us.
When you go to a place like that, just forget about the back end of things and just get your food, enjoy it, and don't think about anything that may have happened prior to it going in your mouth.
Yeah. Here's a good one. The Lego Panda guy says, Rogan Craggle, ask Greg what pop is.
Oh, I know that. It's soda.
Yeah.
There's soda, soda pop. We use that sometimes. What else do people call it?
We were talking about this the other day and said that Dave of Scott's Toys says pop, which is what we do in the UK as well.
In the United States, there's various areas that will call it pop. Most people, like in our area, they call it soda, though. Like you want a soda.
Rogue, do your parents ever call water council pop?
No.
Oh, okay. When I was a kid, like, and I wanted, like, you know, some soda or some pop, or you know, and I probably had had enough. My parents would go and get some council pop, and basically it was tap water.
Okay.
And it comes. I think it comes from even before their generation. Like, you know, like my nan's sort of age. They used to like a lot of people used to have council houses, so like it was council water. So go get council pop.
Space bricks, yeah, crisps and a sandwich is a thing. It's really nice. Really cool.
Here's something from Northern Ireland. Brick Empire says they call the police the peelers, and they what's the crack means hello. How are you? I think we have the best accent in the UK. I think you might be right.
Yeah, I mean, when I was in uni, I had a friend from Northern Ireland, Chris, and he texted me once saying, what's the crack? And because we had been talking about video games earlier on, like, I think in the week, I thought he meant like a crack for a video game. So I sent him like basically a text with like loads of coding and stuff in. And then he was like, what is this? And I was like, it's the crack that you wanted. And he was like, I just meant, how are you? And I was like,
like
what?
A cheat code.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Oh. We'll skip
yeah, no, like, yeah, just what's the crack? Yeah, it's a,
I might start saying that. Hey guys, welcome back. What's the crack?
The thing is though, in the UK,
you
crack,
flag that.
Crack refers to lots of different things, though. Crack can, you know, be like a form of drugs. It can also be that line that goes down your backside.
Yeah.
Again,
I mean, we would use the phrase, are you on crack? Meaning, like, are you crazy because you're, like, on drugs?
Yeah.
We always say, like, oh, Rogue, I can see your crack when you bend over. you know,
have you guys heard the term plumber's crack? That's a thing.
Oh, yeah, we call it builder's bum.
It's a thing everywhere.
Yeah.
Dave says the crack is forbidden.
Yeah. I mean, I always used to say, because I was quite into Lord of the Rings, that if someone bent over, I go, oh, look, it's the crack of doom.
Nah. Wait, I mean, I thought you only said, what's your favorite kind of cheese?
That too. Yeah.
I'm surprised it's been, you know, half an hour you haven't said it yet, so.
Should we get out of the way?
Do you know, I forgot my three questions. I had a theory that it was three questions you had to ask someone to really get to know them, and the only one I remember is, what is your favorite cheese?
I remember the other one, but it's
there was one to do with a bird.
The bird?
No. Is it your favorite dinosaur?
Oh, what is your favorite dinosaur? Yeah, that's the other one. Guy.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
My one. Triceratops.
Same for me.
I have to say Indominus Rex, which totally existed in the real world.
Okay,
the reason why Triceratops was my favorite is that when I was like very little, like 3 years old or something, I had this memory of them trying to teach me the difference between herbivores and carnivores.
Oh yeah.
And it was basically that herbivores wouldn't eat me, carnivores would. So it came like basically like the herbivores were the good guys, carnivores were the bad guys. And the only one out of the herbivores that looked like it could put any kind of fight up was the Triceratops. So he became like my favorite. He was the good sort of guy that was going to actually put a fight up.
I mean,
same
I guess
for me, I felt like the Triceratops.
T-Rex.
Oh, sorry, Rogue.
And I was just saying, sorry, because the Jurassic Park, I have to say T-Rex as well.
Well, yeah. The T-Rex is kind of like the bad guy, though, right? I like Triceratops for a similar reason, because I feel like it's an honorable dinosaur. It seems it seems friendly, but also, like you said, can be defensive as well. So I like those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also, I really like now, after Jurassic World, the Ankylosaurus, because it was the only one in the film that put any kind of fight up against the Indominus Rex. It takes him a while he was winning that fight until the Ankylosaurus lost his footing and the Indominus flipped him over, like a turtle then being flipped on his shell. But
I mean, speaking of that as well, like the new Lego Jurassic World dinosaurs we've got are really good. That's been some really good dinosaurs recently.
I'm also really proud that I managed to say that name without like stuttering, because I tried saying that on a whole video recently and I couldn't get the word out. Ankylosaurus. I did it again.
You did it many times. You're good.
Yeah.
I hate it when people complain about the prices of Jurassic World sets. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
It's not like getting a Lego classic set. They're dinosaurs.
I was and like on that subject as well. Like, there's the whole debate about price per piece. I personally don't look as much at that anymore. Like, I've heard people say this, and I agree with them. It's that it's more. Yeah, there could be less pieces in the set, but there's still tons of play value. Like Jurassic World sets tend to have, you know, lower price per piece ratios and stuff.
Sure.
But there's so much you can do with that set, like having a really cool dinosaur. Yeah. You know, Lego Mario sets have less pieces as well.
I think
there's so much to do.
I was going to say, I think the problem is that it was always meant as just a rough guide if you were kind of like, you know, trying to get an idea, like get a beat on it. But, you know, it wasn't like always going to be completely accurate, and it was never going to be, you know, 100%. But people just started taking it as gospel. So that, you know, if it wasn't 10 pence per piece or 10 cents per piece, oh, it's overpriced. Or if it was less than that, it's amazing value, you know? And it's not. I mean, I'm still using that again to sort of get like a feel for something, but you've got to take in so much more into consideration. Yeah. And so much of that is also, I feel like, it's trying to take something very subjective and make it objective, and it just doesn't work.
Like the Lego art sets and the mosaics have incredible price per piece ratios, but they're just studs.
Yeah.
You know, like, how
I try
much
to tell people,
is actually worth?
I say to people, you got to think of sets in terms of enjoyment. Don't think about the pieces. Like, if you see a set and don't think about the price, pieces, nothing, just look at that set. And if you say, you know what, I'm going to get a $50 of enjoyment or value out of that, and the set costs $80, obviously it's overpriced to you, whether there's 1,000 pieces in it or 400 pieces. Yeah. You got to think of it like that, I think.
Yeah. I think I remember what the third question was.
Oh, the third one is the worst, isn't it?
No, the one you're thinking of is the fourth one, where you've asked those three questions and you still can't really get a feel for someone, so you ask the fourth question. Okay. The third one, I think, is what is the velocity of a unladen swallow?
That was the one I was trying to remember.
Yeah.
That one I never heard before. I didn't hear you ask that one.
Oh.
Is there an answer to that? Because I don't know the answer to that.
Greg.
Is it zero?
You do not get the reference, do you?
I'm going to have to look up unladen and find out what that means. Donation
from Firestorm, $1.99 in dollars from Firestorm, saying, would you get the Lego Avatar sets?
I would.
Personally, no.
My experience with Avatar was, I haven't seen the cartoon, which apparently is really good. I started watching the movie, which apparently is really bad. Mm. And I didn't get through it, so...
I've heard the books, like the books and the show are really good. So I have been meaning to get into it. It's just something I've not really, you know, as a kid it would be on, but then like, you know, so would Star Wars or Clone Wars. And I'm like, I'd rather watch Star Wars or Clone Wars. So I never really got into it, but it's something I'd watch.
My entire experience with Avatar The Last Airbender was that there was a game on the 360 that came out right when everyone was like really sort of achievement hunting, and you could get all... basically, I think it was 5 achievements, 1,000 gamer points in the space of like 2 or 3 minutes on that game. So I loaded it up, did the achievements, and then took it out my console. And it was whilst I was working at a video game store where we could have like, and I literally like all the staff in the store did the same thing just to get that quick, easy 1,000 G. It, you know, it's not something I'm proud of, but I was young, I was naive, you know.
Dude, I worked with a guy that he was obsessed with. Getting all, like, he was on PlayStation, so it was all about the trophies, right, and platinuming the games and stuff. And like his reputation and livelihood was solely based on where he ranked in the world for the number of trophies that he got. So he would literally, like, he hated people that did what you're talking about. Like, he wouldn't get like Barbie's Pony Adventure and play that just to get a platinum. But he was always like playing games, and he would do like every little thing in that game to get to like all the achievements. And I just remember that like brought that back into my mind, what you're talking about there.
Yeah. I mean, it was a time where like I was massive into gaming, because I was in university and a lot of my university pals were into gaming. Plus, I was working part time in like a video game store, and I got on with everyone there. And we were all, so it was actually like a really good community type thing, because we used to all have Xbox 360s. We all had Xbox Live. We'd have the headsets, and yeah, it was you had a massive sense of belonging. But there were some quite. Yeah, exactly. It's almost like, I'm not a drinker, I'm a social drinker. I'm not a gamer, I'm a social gamer.
Right.
But yeah, it was great. And over the years, we kind of all faded away, and we've all gone into jobs and real life and stuff. So it's not maintained really. But it's a time I look back on with massive, like, you know, fond memories, nostalgia and stuff like that, really.
Mm-hmm. I look at your story. I like that storyline. The guy that I work with, his storyline was more like he played by himself, and like he would do things that are so extreme. Like if there was a trophy for like playing 30 hours of multiplayer, but you have to walk backwards the entire time and never shoot anyone, he would literally do that to get that trophy.
We did one terrible achievement, which was like on generally they did a reboot of Tomb Raider. Mm. It was a cracking game, but for some reason they had like a multiplayer on there, which was all right, but that like all the achievements on there were grind achievements, like get 1,000 like pickups and stuff like that. Mm. You could do them in private games. So a bunch of us, we just set private games and we were doing it, and it was also like we weren't looking at the screen, we were just doing muscle memory on the controls, but we had the headsets on and we were just like talking, kind of like how we are now. Mm. And the time flew by, and it was basically you know, The actual achievement was like second to us having this cool conversation and just hanging out. And I think that was good. But I know people who were like posting online forums going, can someone do this with me? And I'm thinking, oh my God, how boring would that be if that was literally all you were doing with a stranger, you know, not talking, not communicating, not doing anything else but that.
Yeah. I find that I've done hobbies by myself before. Like Lego is a perfect example. And I've enjoyed it, but I find the more people you share that with, the more fun it turns out to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I when it comes to gaming, I tend to mostly play single player games, like essentially the Lego Star Wars games, or you can do co-op. I know Spider-Man PS4 is my favorite game of all time. So like single player games, but when I do play a game with friends, it is probably the most fun I've had gaming. So Mario Kart is also one of my favorite games of all time, because it's just so fun to play with friends. You have that banter, and then with the family as well, it's really fun to play. So like, yeah, online games can be a really cool thing to do. And like, I wish Lego would just do probably invest into an online Lego game. I know there's Lego Legacy Unboxed, but you know, just a proper Lego game, like Lego Universe sort of was, you know, a really fun thing to do with
Lego Legos. Dimensions 2. Lego Dimensions 2.
I saw Lego Worlds. I haven't even opened up yet.
And Lego Worlds is really good fun. The problem is that like I've not really played Minecraft, but from what I've seen, it is basically Lego doing Minecraft. The problem is, I think Minecraft works so well because it has like that pixelated blocky. Like aesthetic to it, so there is a reason for having like the lower graphics, which means you can do more because you're not processing all these high-end graphics, whereas Lego tried to do that by having like all the like the up-to-date sort of minifigure animations and all the kind of like, you know, extra bells and whistles, and it just created so much lag on like the console version of the game.
I mean, something I've seen that's, I guess, you know, could be really cool with Lego Worlds is that I'm pretty sure you could easily design your own projects on Lego Worlds before building in real life. So it could be like another like really cool piece of software to design projects. And if you want to have it, you know, if you're someone who takes your project apart after finishing it, you could just have them all together in that one Lego world. So for example, building Galaxy's Edge, I could have all my Galaxy's Edge builds in Lego world. At the end of it, have a full Lego Galaxy's Edge collection. You know,
stud.io or...
Yeah.
It's probably possible. I found the building part to be the worst part of Lego Worlds. Really? I just like the exploring and finding like these dungeons and finding the dragons and stuff like that, which was plainly a rip of Minecraft, you know?
Sure. See, I like the part of Minecraft where you just get to be creative and build things. That's what I like doing the most. So maybe... people have told me that Worlds is like Minecraft, only not as good, maybe for that reason, but...
And I mean, speaking of Lego games as well, have you guys had a chance to check out Lego Mario, like the game and the app?
No, because mine still hasn't arrived. Well, my missus one still hasn't arrived.
Because
there it only got dispatched yesterday.
That's so ridiculous, dude.
Basically, an entire week after release date.
Thank you for your pre-order. We'll send it out to you after everyone gets all theirs.
Yeah,
thanks.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Like, I don't understand.
And
how
they
that...
sent an email that was like a mass email, like saying, "Oh, it's because of COVID, like extra restrictions are being slowing down deliveries." And someone posted it on Facebook and was like, "If this is true, how come people who ordered after me and ordered on the day have got theirs, and like pre-orders haven't?" You know?
Good question.
It doesn't make sense, you know. But there's a cool part on the app where you can build your own like Mario course and then share it through the Lego Life app. So it's like a really cool thing where, like, you can, with friends, you can look at each other's like projects and different courses and stuff. And you know, I thought of doing like a Mario like themed course, like a Disney themed course or Star Wars or thing. You know, it's like
all your favorite things in life.
Yeah. You know, like
we play a game called Mario Maker that's very much like that. Mario Maker 2.
That's a good game. I need to try that out, to be fair. Yeah.
Some of them are tough as nails. Like when we play the game, I look and see what the completion percentage is, because you'll see like it's in the popular ones, say 10,000 people attempted this level and like 5,000 completed it. You're like,
Did you ever play Little Big Planet when they used to do
that? That was fun too.
That was great fun. People used to go on, some levels on there and they were ridiculously hard. And then other ones were really easy because you can see they set it up just to get the trophies. Like, you know, when you had to send Sackboy like so far up in the air, and like in a short space of time, a level would be like completely empty apart from what, like a seat on like a mountain of giant rockets or something, you know? And you sit on the seat and it would shoot you up in the air. You get the trophy and you go level completed. It was like, what was the
There
point
was one
that?
That we did like that was in Mario. You literally didn't touch the controller at all. It just started blasting them to different parts of the level. And it was super intricate and a really cool experience, but you could just put the controller down and he's just like going all over, then completes the level. It was so hard. I saw some people wanting us to talk about the speculation of a Lego Coliseum that's potentially coming.
I mean, the thing I haven't quite understood is that there's a rumor it's going to have 9,000 pieces.
What?
Which I personally don't think will happen.
Do you realize how boring that's going to be to build?
I mean, it will probably be a really cool set. The Colosseum is really cool. It's like a really cool, you know, just a cool piece of history, I guess, as well.
Had this image now of Greg building that set and going, "This is really boring," and then Russell Crowe going, "Were you not entertained? Is this not why you were here?"
I do think it will happen, because like thinking of like Lego right now, you know, the past few years we've had several like kind of world icon sets, like buildings around the world, like Tower Bridge, Big Ben. We've had the Taj Mahal recently, for example, and now there's only the Taj Mahal, so I feel like they probably will release one. And yeah, the Colosseum would be a really cool thing. Otherwise, a re-release of Tower Bridge with one extra piece would be great.
I've seen some people say that Lego shouldn't do it because, you know, a lot of people died in the Colosseum with the gladiator, you know. But the thing is, and they're saying about death and stuff, but then the Taj Mahal is technically a giant tomb. Like, he made it, you know, basically for his dead wife.
Well, a tomb is different from a place that people are forced to battle to death. In fact, Lego, if you're watching this, just me thinking about the Colosseum makes me want to get so violent and angry that I don't think they should make it. What we really need is a rescue helicopter plane that can fly in and has rotors that spin to save people from the Colosseum is what we need.
And I guess like on the subject of like these world sets and like on a UK themed like podcast or stream as well, like what would you guys want to see is like maybe the next big Lego UK set, like another London set maybe, or somewhere else. Like, we got Old Trafford, I guess, last year, but or this year, but you know, they should probably make a set for a good football team, so that wasn't a very good choice. So.
Who would be a good football team, Rogue? Let's trigger a whole bunch
Liverpool,
of people.
Easily. Anfield, okay, Lego set. That's what we need. Oh no, I think they should, honestly, they should do Wembley, because it is an iconic stadium with the famous Wembley Arch. Like, I was surprised they didn't pick that, so. Yeah, a Lego Wembley set, I think I'd really like to see. Again, like getting the Wembley Arch as well would be a really cool kind of challenge. So that would be quite nice as well. Crackle. What would you like to see, Crackle?
Oh, something that's not English. I mean,
you guys are up, though, because I just built the Statue of Liberty, which is really cool. And, you know, what is the next thing?
Have you been to England, Greg? Sorry.
I haven't. I was hoping that maybe I could come and just kind of hang out with you and stay at your place and stuff. Is that cool?
I mean, I wouldn't leave Rogue alone with your wife, but yeah.
Oh, that's true. That'd be the biggest mistake of my life.
The UK is really cool. Like, Greg, if you were to think of the UK, what would be like the first sort of icon that comes to mind?
The bridge, like, obviously, like, but it's been done.
Yeah, and I mean, also apart from
the London Eye, I suppose.
That's true. London Eye makes sense.
But we kind of have something like that already.
You know, the Rogue Runner YouTube channel, that'd be quite cool.
So. They could build like a statue of Rogue Runner and make that an architecture set. I mean, if I think of London, I think of Rogue. Actually,
they should do one of the Welsh castles. I think.
Yeah,
they probably wouldn't have.
A little biased, a little bit.
Well.
A little bit. Let's ask the chat. What would you guys like to see?
Someone put the Angel of the North. I think they mean the Angel of the North, but that would be pretty good.
I'd like to see the Angle of the North too. Would that be like it'd be like a compass with an arrow pointing to the north?
This is where all that mental maths comes into it. You know, working out the angles now.
Mm-hmm.
What else could they do? Stonehenge, maybe.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd be quite cool.
Yeah, I can see that being like a small architecture set.
Yeah,
I wish I would have snagged the Great Wall. I thought that one was kind of cool to see that.
That was a cool set.
Oh, they want to see the CN Tower from Orange Bricks, which is in Canada.
You got the Shard in London as well, of course.
Yeah, Stonehenge. We got that. Another Stonehenge. Stonehenge seems to be like a thing.
Yeah, Stonehenge would be really cool.
Windsor Castle.
I think they should do the Underhenge from Doctor Who. Have you seen that? Like in Doctor Who, one of the episodes, they find that there's a secret like room underneath Stonehenge, like a chamber, the Underhenge.
No.
I mean, I think in terms of a train theme, I've always just been surprised they haven't done an underground train from London.
Mean, you've been to the Leicester Square Lego store, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if they'd said something like, well, they've got basically an almost life-size Lego version of a underground tube car, and they've got like minifigures in there. And I feel like if they did something like that, so they were set like a little platform with a Lego underground sort of station with like a train, that like a little diorama, that'd be fantastic. Or like
the iconic telephone box as well.
Yeah.
That'd Speaking of Leicester Square, spell Leicester for me.
L E I C E S T E R.
So that forms the word Leicester.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand that. What are you doing with all those extra letters in there? I know this is going to trigger all kinds of UK letters. Like,
well, it'd be nice knowing you, Greg, you know.
So if I had a friend and his name was Leicester, I'll tell you how he would probably spell it. It'd be L-E-S-T-E-R.
Well, in all fairness, the Leicester Square like mascot is Leicester, and he's basically like a minifigure in a bowler hat with an umbrella and a Union Jack on his top.
Sure.
And he spells it L-E-S-T-E-R.
What are we doing with all those extra letters, though?
I mean, do you really want to go down this road? You know,
I'm generally curious. Not
hey,
insult.
You know what my can's made out of? Aluminum.
Aluminium. So Lego Porg spelled it L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Leicester.
Uh-huh. Oh my God. That's
just next Google. We have the Oxford Dictionary on as a special guest.
Leicester. Leicester. Well, I'm just asking where it went.
Wow.
Find out in the next episode. I don't know. We are going to be wrapping this up here pretty soon. I was thinking this would be like an hour long episode. Should we go into like to get out of this, should we get into like a rapid fire thing with the chat? You want to do that for a couple of minutes?
Well, one thing I did want to touch on briefly, I think it was DZ Studios, DZ, not DZ.
Where are these extra letters coming from in the word Z?
He mentioned earlier on about the rumors of a new Ecto 1 set coming out, and I've heard about that.
I am beyond pumped about that if that becomes a thing.
I really hope that it's like a similar scale to the 89 Batmobile.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's going to go for about $200, which is about $50 less than the Batmobile. So I'm not sure if it's going to be,
you know,
the same
scale. What would be
incredible
is that, I don't know if you guys have seen, but in the recent Lego City set, they've started to put in pieces that make sounds. So imagine if the new Ecto-1 had the siren.
Or better yet, the Ghostbusters song. If it played that, I would literally just like lose my mind.
That would be really
cool.
It's like, who are you going to call?
Debate with the set as well is that, if it's, say, the same scale as the DB5, would there be minifigures as well?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, the DB5, I was surprised it didn't come with a minifigure, like you know, basically like how the Batmobile did.
Right. But
the DB5 is smaller. That's more kind of like the Volkswagen Beetle, that kind of, you know, size. The 89 Batmobile is more what I've... Because I've seen mocks of like Ecto One, Knight Rider's kit, and the DeLorean from Back to the Future, all in the same style and sort of scale as the 89 Batmobile, different like conventions. And I just wanted to buy them. So if official one comes out, take all my money. Take my firstborn child. I'll have it.
Same here, dude. I would be totally on board with whatever comes of it. I don't care if it has minifigs or not, because honestly, like on display, I know it looks kind of cool having a couple minifigs there, but it's not in scale with it. So for me, I'm okay with just the car sitting there, and I already have my little Ghostbusters minifigs from the other Ecto one. So if they just want to drop an Ecto one on me, no minifigs, I'll take it. I suppose.
Is the new Ecto one in the new film, is it Afterlife? Is that the name of the new film?
Yep.
Is it the same as the original Ecto one, or are there differences?
There are a few differences. I mean, it's basically the Ecto one from the first Ghostbusters movie, but it's got like a gunner seat now. It's looking a bit sort of worse for wear. The ladder is on the opposite side, I think, unless they've just flipped a shot in editing. So a lot of people are wondering, like, what happened to the Ecto 1A from Ghostbusters 2? Because originally that was meant to be the same car.
Would the set be the original version or the new version? My hope would be it's the original version, and they release another small Ecto one set like they've done before, for like the Ghostbusters 2016 film, and that one has the minifigures as well. But then if you want to just get the car,
let's not talk about the 2016 film.
Don't mess with my childhood here, Rogue. You can't be messing with just give me the original car.
I mean, the other thing is the Batmobile 89. We didn't have figures of like Jack Nicholson's Joker or Michael Keaton's Batman. So I appreciated them being included, but like you said, with the Ecto one, we've already got like all the guys. So I'm quite happy if it's gonna get it to a similar scale for a little bit less price. Just give me the car and I'll add my own figures.
I'm happy with my Ecto one I have. I just have the little ideas one, which is fine. So it is kind of weird that like I could see people being triggered that it's like, well, you guys already got an Ecto one, you Ghostbusters people. How about this or whatever? I can see that kind
of. How many Batmobiles have we got, though, in all fairness?
I mean, you're not wrong.
How many TIE Fighters? How many Luke's Landspeeder?
Hey, we need another Landspeeder. Let's get a $200 Landspeeder out here.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of large, like, Lego cars as well, like, with Incredibles on the screen here, I'd love to see a Lego Incredibile one day. That was such a cool car I remember as a kid.
Really?
It would be amazing!
Who would buy that?
I think you could get like the original Mr. Incredible as well in the blue costume.
Didn't the Incredibles 2, like, wasn't that like a massive flop or something, I heard?
No, I don't think so.
I enjoyed it. We went to see it with Clark, man, and the movie was good, but then I was like, dude, we had a great experience out today. We went to Target, and I like to do this thing because I'm a nerd where if I have a good experience with a movie and there's Lego sets tied to it, I like to get that set and kind of have that as a memory of that day. But I looked at the sets and the sets all sucked.
Yeah. I'll be honest, like the minifigures I have here in terms of the ones in the newer sets, so you've got Mrs. Incredible there, or Elastigirl, and your Violet there. I got them separately. I didn't get the sets because they were junior sets, so I understand why, but I get why Lego are now making like the Disney sets for like the film, like Toy Story and such, like 4+ sets, but I'd like to see a return of the older style of sets, like the Toy Story original sets. I'd like to see that return, because then, there are a lot of like adult fans of Disney, for example, and stuff. So it would be cool if they sort of catered to that market rather than just with the big Disney World sets, which are great. Lego, if you're listening, please make more. But, it'd be cool to get other Disney themes as well. Like, of course, there's like Frozen sets and such from Disney.
Yeah, because there's clearly not enough Lego Disney out there, is there?
Yeah, we need more of it. Just more.
I'm okay with the 4+ sets. Like the Toy Story ones, I thought were great because they felt like they tied in with the movie. Whereas what I didn't like about the Incredibles ones is that when I looked at them, I was like, I don't remember that happening in the movie, and I literally just watched it 30 minutes ago. Like where was this scene at?
But I was very surprised they didn't do the boat from the end of the film. I didn't really understand why they didn't do that, because they did the rooftop scene with Elastigirl. They did the manor set or the mansion set, which had Dash and Violet and Jack in. And then there was a scene from the start of the film where you had the Underminer, Elastigirl, and Mr. Incredible. So they're cool scenes, like when Elastigirl's chasing the Screenslaver, for example. But it's like, again, that and that goes Craggle yawning again.
Craggle, you have to give him some time. This is Rogue's Disney corner. He likes this.
Okay. Do you want to give me a nudge and wake me up when he's done?
Sure. Should we go into rapid fire here?
Yeah, let's do rapid fire. Let's get
anybody have any comments or anything that you guys want to talk about before we wrap things up here on the first episode of Bricks and Brits?
Mm. Yeah, any questions any of us about life, Lego, the UK?
You know what I did when we just did our last missing pieces? Instead of saying, do you have any questions for me? I said, do you have any topics that you'd like to discuss? Because I feel like if you use the word topics as opposed to questions, you get a better better things to discuss. You know what I mean?
Let's see. Would you rather have the crater expert Apollo 11 lunar lander or the crater expert Fiat 500?
Lunar lander.
Lunar lander is pretty awesome.
I'd also agree with the lander as well.
Especially if you have the Saturn V to go with it as well, because you get a little mini version of it and it's kind of fun. So yeah, I can do that.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Favorite Lego sets. We might as well just get that one out of the way. Mine's about to change. Go ahead. You guys do yours first.
Steamboat Willie. It's over there.
Really? Not the Disney Castle?
Disney Castle I love, and it's probably, in my opinion, the best Lego set, but my favorite is Steamboat Willie.
Okay.
Wow. Mine is the Ghostbusters Firehouse.
Nice. Good choice.
Mine is the, right now, Ninjago City, but about to be the Nintendo. I haven't built it yet. Woo! So it's going to be changing over here soon. One Lego theme. If you had to collect one theme, what would it be?
Well,
probably Lego Star Wars, to be fair, because I have collected that for the majority of my Lego life, so to speak. Like, I've always collected the Star Wars, except this year, because I'm not too fussed with the Lego Star Wars sets. I don't think they've been as good as recent years. So Lego Star Wars, I'd say, personally.
Okay.
If I'm being limited to just one, I'm tempted to say Lego Ideas, because that way then you get a bit of everything then.
Craigle, are we the same person? You like the Triceratops as your favorite dinosaur. Same. As soon as I saw that, I was like, Lego Ideas. I know you don't get a lot of sets, but it's like a wide variety. So you get a lot of cool stuff with it.
I think we were separated at birth.
It's possible.
I go back to what Greg was saying about connecting like a Lego set with memories from a film and such. And like, again, growing up with Star Wars and loving all the films, and you know, I like the sequels as well for reference. And you know, the shows are really great. It's cool to have Lego sets from those films and shows. So then I look at, say, you know, the Clone Turbo Tank. I think of Episode 3 and how great a film it was, in my opinion. Or I look at the Tantive IV set, my favorite Lego Star Wars set of recent years, and how that's the opening scene of Star Wars. The very first thing you see in Star Wars is
This is rapid fire. Come on.
Yeah. Okay.
Hold that thought.
Super Peter's asking, Greg, can you do your best UK accent?
Give me something to say. Or I'll just go, pip, pip, cheerio. I don't have anything.
I'll take it.
Give me a couple weeks to listen to these guys a little closer. And by the end, I'll be speaking just like them. I need to pick, though, Craggle or Rogue. Who do I try to mimic?
Well, I reckon the Welsh accent is the way to go.
We do need the Irish person on here, too, because it's been confirmed they may have the best accent. I can just listen, like Cody was listening to an audiobook that was like an Irish speaking person, and I just loved it. I was just like, I could listen to this all day.
Isn't it very similar to like kind of like the American accent in some ways? Like, I know, I remember a lot of people thought, like my friend I was telling you about, Chris, his Mrs. Sarah Louise, a lot of people thought she was American and she was from Northern Ireland, but it almost sounded like that transatlantic American accent that they do on commercials and stuff, you know?
Okay. Okay.
Where it's not from any particular part of America, but it just has that American tang to it.
I get you.
I don't notice it, but
I don't know. Maybe I'm less susceptible.
Eric Stud, please, who asks, Rogue, you have to throw out one thing, either your Forky minifigure or the Disney castle. Can we get a lifetime ban on Generic Stud, please?
I mean, I think he should be banned anyway, because he's put a nose on a minifigure head. That's so
What's
wrong.
The answer?
Oh, don't do this. No.
Forky. It has to be Forky.
Yeah, because then you can say, I don't give a fuck.
Oh my God.
Look at that little mother Forky.
He's not even a fork. He's a spork. There's so much wrong with that.
Here, Craig, well, you got a question for you, too. What's your favorite cheese? Asked by Corey.
Oh, it is red Leicester, as Greg would say.
Leicester. I mean, we could skip all those letters. I mean, you're no longer Craggle. You're just Kurg. We're just going to lose the L, the E. I mean, why not? What are they doing there? Anyways, we just lost everyone here. They told me to check out, L's Flint says, check out the Geordie accent. I'll have to look that up. And see. How is the Geordie accent? How is that different?
It's a fun accent.
Okay. It's hard to say, like, what is an accent like? It's just like, I don't know.
I'm not very good at doing a Geordie accent, which is weird because two of my friends were Geordie growing up. But it's fun.
We have a petition to not ban generic. Okay.
Unban. Guys, so we're not going to ban generic stud.
Any other questions anyone has? Any pressing matters that need to be covered here before we wrap this up?
Someone put pizza or burger.
Ooh, do we end on that?
Yeah, I personally say burger.
I mean, that's like trying to ask you to choose which is your favorite child, surely.
What's your answer?
A burger pizza? I love both.
Speaking of pizza, do you guys have pizza Pringles by chance?
I think we did. I think they were limited edition one. They were only around for a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Man, you're missing out on like the third best flavor Pringles.
Well, I hooked you up with prawn cocktail, and they're pretty good.
Solid number two, right behind sour cream and onion, in my opinion. They rolled right up.
Oh, according to Greg, according to Clark, rather, sorry, the number one.
He loved them. We're trying out a new flavor. Oh, wow. Rogue. That's why I love Rogue. That's what we should have had up this whole time instead of the Disney castle. Yeah,
right next to it. They are the best.
We're trying some type of smoked applewood cheese or something like that for... Wow. I don't even know what it is. We're going to try it. I don't know why I always talk about Pringles, but it seemed like we went there.
Stream is brought to you by Pringles.
Here we go. We'll finish this off with the most important question of all from the Lego Porg. Which is better, UK or USA? I'll let you guys answer.
Antarctica. That's my answer.
No, you got to answer the question, Rogue. You can't dodge every question.
So it's been great to see you guys.
You know, there's only UK people here, Rogue. It's okay. You're among friends. I made a thing that pops up when people come in. It says, are you from the UK? And they had to answer yes in order to come in.
So well, the problem is that here in the UK, we currently have Rogue. So that's one big disadvantage that the US doesn't have.
I will say, outside of Rogue, everyone that I've come in contact with from the UK, they've all been really good people. Like, people we've gotten letters from, the people in the streams. And I'm not just blowing smoke. They're just good peeps, and that's why I'm happy to do the stream at a time that you guys don't have to stay up until midnight to watch it.
I feel like when you come to the UK, you imagine it's going to be like that Simpsons episode where like everyone's like going around on umbrellas like Mary Poppins. Everyone's really kind. Oh my God, you're in for a rude awakening.
These aren't the people I talk to.
We have nasty people as well. We have all the scummy people as well. They're everywhere. But we have lovely people as well.
Should we just tell this stream the scummy people of the UK? It'll be a good way to kick it off, I think.
Well, go for a list or something.
No. Yeah. All right. Well, are we going to do this again next week? Should this be a thing?
I think so.
It's really fun. And thank you to everyone who's watched. We've got over 170 likes, which is really cool.
Wow.
You guys need to subscribe to this Rogue Runner and Cut the Craggle characters. Also to Craggle's Den. Classy fellas. I appreciate you guys coming on here. I got the thing that I really wanted, like I said at the beginning, it's just a selfish need to have Rogue and Craggle in like a podcast thing together, and it's happened. Luckily, I got to tag along with it, which is just, it's just luck on my part. So,
thank you for setting this up and bringing us all together.
Yeah, great, thanks, man. Also, we'll see you guys. You donated as well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you to everyone that donated.
Thank you.
I guess we'll see you guys all in the next episode of Bricks and Brits.